The Rosie on the House Arizona Hour, driven by Sanderson Ford.
Now into our new month of November, we're featuring Kingman as our featured staycation destination. If you've ever been there, you know Andy Devine's a pretty big name up there. He was an actor, been in a number of movies with John Wayne, Roy Rogers, the man who shot Liberty Valance. Probably most notably to the majority of the audience was he was the Badger in Disney's 1973 Robin Hood.
The voice, yes.
No, he wasn't the real Badger. It was just the animated voice.
Some people thought he was the real Badger, though.
You look at him, he could kind of pass for it.
Hey, Ma!
Very good, Gary.
He considers Kingman his home, but he was actually from Flagstaff. He was relocated at the age of one when his father got a settlement from the rail company after losing his leg working on the rail line. The money from the settlement he got was enough for him to purchase Hotel Beale and relocate the family to Kingman, and they now celebrate Andy Devine Day every year in September. Just a little bit about the town of Kingman, Arizona. We'll be featuring all month long as our featured staycation destination. And if you're looking for a new adventure, the Canal Convergence Water, Art, and Light, going on November 8th to the 17th, put on by the City of Scottsdale, is featuring its brewing showcase. It's the night of the 8th. And the 9th, next Saturday, Sunday night. And attendees can go and enjoy beers from local breweries.
Mm-hmm.
All the water used comes directly from the City of Scottsdale's water treatment plant.
Mm-hmm.
Waste water treatment plant. The first ever to get a permit to use recycled water in brewing.
A lot of faces going on in here.
If you could see the faces. But I will tell you, Romy and I toured the facility, and from the point a dishwasher runs or a toilet flushes in North Scottsdale, 12 hours later, it's perfectly pure drinking water out of a tap at the Scottsdale Water Reclamation Plant.
And
Romy and I both had a glass full of it.
And they take that to the local brewery. And this isn't ongoing. This is just for this event.
Yeah.
The goal is to eventually make it ongoing. But just for this event, they've got a permit and a license to then use it to make these specialty beers by a lot of local places. We've been to Mother Brunch. We've been to Oso. We've been to Fates. All participating in this event, you can go to canalconvergence.com for more details if you're just so inclined.
It's a really cool event, a very cool event, just to walk around and have a beer. I mean, come on. Of course.
Just all water's recycled. You got to get that in your
mind. That's right. Exactly. Yeah.
It's just the 12 hours at the Scottsdale plant's a lot shorter than the nature's, you know, whatever it is, 2-3 year filtering process.
All right. We're here with Patrick Ziegert, the president of Operation Freedom Bird, and we want to talk just a little bit. You take Arizona veterans to the National Monument, the mall, to the War Memorial Monument. Tell us what the veteran will experience in their full 4-day event.
Sure. So first of all, they've been engaged in some kind of program already to help address what it is that they're going through. There are some expectations that this is going to be an extension of what it is that they're going to get help with initially. But when they're nominated, they're set on a path of meeting with our counseling staff. They're provided information about what the journey is going to be about. And the day that we leave, November 9th, every year it's always the 9th through the 12th of November over Veterans Day, we all meet early, early in the morning at the airport where we can issue the airline tickets and get the baggage things ready to go. But from that point, we all move as a group. So from that point, we are all just one unit, if you can imagine, no matter where it is that we go. So on the 9th, we take off, we land in D.C., and we get settled in at our hotel. And that very first night, at night, we go and visit the Vietnam Mall. Very empowering, and it just breaks the ice. Over the next course of the 3 following days, We have exclusive tour for the Pentagon. We visit or VIP seating at the wall during Veterans Day. We visit the Iwo Jima Memorial. Normally, the Marine Corps birthday is on the 10th, but this year we're going to have to miss it because they celebrate it the day that we leave. And then each night we have a group session to kind of process the things that we went through. And then we come home on the 12th.
Operation Freedom Bird. Patrick, I can't thank you enough for coming in and sharing the story with us.
Thanks for the opportunity. I really do appreciate
it. Yeah, well, we really appreciate you, your service, and all of our veterans. If you want to watch a video, go to OperationFreedomBird.org and watch the video of Barry Wilson, a man too tough to cry, that breaks down.